Father in heaven, we thank you so much, Lord, for your word. We pray, Father, that your people shall be blessed. You love them so much, and you want to bless them. You want them, Father, to walk by faith, because without faith, it is impossible to please God. Father, in Jesus' mighty name, I ask for the anointing of the Holy Spirit to be upon every single person who listen to this teaching, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, increase our faith. Amen. Amen. If you have a chance to listen to the first section of this lesson, you will understand that we are talking about two most important aspects of our Christian walk. You remember the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, love, faith, love, and hope. And the most important is love. And God wants us to walk in love and by faith. And faith and love work together. If you don't have faith, you have only love, you will miss a lot. But if you have only faith without love, your faith will not work fully for you. I'm going to read a couple of scriptures here before I go on to talk about how to really walk in love so that your faith will work. I read again in Galatians chapter 5, verses 5 to 6. For we, through the Spirit, eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything. In other words, your religious background, your education, your handsomeness, your riches, your business mean nothing for God. God is looking for people who walk by faith. He's not looking at your background. He is looking for faith on earth. You remember one time Jesus said, God is looking for faith. You are people of little faith. I want you to have more faith. So he said, but faith working through love. Jesus tried to tell us here that faith will not work fully until we walk in love. I'm going to show you another scripture. This scripture almost like a blank check to Christian. How many people will be happy if a rich man give you a blank check with the signature on and say you can write anything on? Yeah. Ooh, can you imagine? If a rich man, a rich millionaire give you a blank check with the signature on and you can write your name, you can write how much you want. This is kind of blank check. I went to read this scripture. Listen, in Mark chapter 11, 23 to 26, Mark 11, 23 to 26. For actually, start from 22. And Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. For actually I say to you, when Jesus say actually, mean, yes, it's going to be that way. No other way. It's going to be that way. For sure. I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes, everyone say believes.
Believes.
That those things he says, who say? You say, I say. Is that right? He says, will be done. Yes. He will have whatever he says, like a blank check. You have whatever you say. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Yes. And whenever you stand, look at this. Okay, verses 22 to 24, Jesus talk about faith. He's talk about pray in faith. Amen. And if you can pray in faith, you're going to get the result. Yes. A lot of prayers on earth don't get any result because they just pray like just talking to the air. Never have faith that God exists. Never have faith that God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Amen. But look at verse 25 and 26. Go along with Galatians that I just read a while ago. Therefore, and 25. And whenever you stand praying, you talk about prayer again, you see. If you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will you your Father in heaven forgive your trespasses. You can see the connection between faith and love. You pray in faith, but in order for your faith to work, you need to love. Forgiveness is an action of love. One of the scripture in the one of the passage in the Bible that talk about love is 1 Corinthians chapter 13. In the first part of this teaching, in the first CD, I was already explaining part of it. Now I'm going to continue. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, I will read about love, how to walk in love. This is very important. And I know that what I teach today, it's the truth. It's the Word of God. But the person that's going to drop that revelation to understand about love is the Holy Spirit, not me. I'm a human being. I can just share with you the truth. But I pray in my heart that the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the living God, will work inside you and drop that revelation in your heart about the love of God until the love of God become your lifestyle. I understand this, and I really, really believe that the Holy Spirit is the person. You know what happened? One day, actually, God likes to do things sometimes not in the church building. Sometimes God do things in your bedroom, in your in the locker room, during surgery, while I'm cutting on people, God just dropped something on me. That day, I was changing my clothes to go to work, and God suddenly dropped into my heart the revelation of how God unconditionally loved people. You know, sometimes you know theory here, but it's not in your heart yet. But that day suddenly, boom, by the Holy Spirit, God just showed me and revealed to me that how much God loved people unconditionally. And at that time, I feel the same way, like, ooh, from now on, I need to love people unconditionally. No if and or but, no condition. Amen.
Amen.
And that is by the Holy Spirit. But definitely, I need to study the Word so I know the truth to go along with God want to show me. I want to tell you this. The Holy Spirit can give you the revelation only at the level you know from the Bible. That's why in Christian walk, we need both the Word and the Spirit. We need to know the Word, and the Holy Spirit will bring that as a revelation, like, I got it. This is it. I got it. It's not just a head knowledge. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 to 8, the Bible says, love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. Is not puffed up. Does not behave rudely. Does not seek its own, is not provoked, think no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity or sin, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. But whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. Today, I would like to explain this scripture little by little, one by one. Let's start from love suffers long and is kind. In verse 4, what does it mean? How many people want your prayer to be powerful? How many people want your faith works to work for you? That whenever you pray by faith, it works. If you want your faith to work, you need to walk in love. And one of the loving characteristic of God is love suffers long. What does it mean? Love works by being kind even under long continued deep suffering brought by someone else. Wow, what a tough thing to do. Only God can do it through you. By human nature, we cannot be kind to people who have brought long, continued, deep suffering to your life. Very difficult. By nature, you want to get the side kick back to them. You want to use a front kick, side kick, jump kick. You know, I used to be a third degree black belt taekwondo. So I know the side kick, front kick, jump kick very well. So whenever people give suffering to you, you want to pull out your gun, your knife. Is that right? But God say, be kind. I'm not talking about suffering that come by sickness and disease. I'm not talking about suffering that come by poverty, because I don't believe in poverty. I don't believe in sickness and disease. I believe the child of God can live an abundant life. Amen. But I'm talking about suffering that come from somebody that get the verbal shot to you. Use the verbal thing, use the mouth to just gossip about you, talk bad about you, try to get rid of your business, try to attack you, try to put your reputation down. People who try to persecute you. But God say, be kind to them.
Amen.
If you can do that, your faith gonna work. If you can forgive them. I know it's very difficult to say, Lord bless you, to people who make you suffer for a long, long time. Is that right? It's very difficult to walk into a room and you see somebody stand out there and, oh, this person gave me a hard time for years. And it's hard to walk to that person and, nice to meet you today. God bless you. You know what is our nature? We try to get away and walk and stand on another corner of the room. When that person walked toward you, you will cut through the chair and walk to another side. And you don't want to even see his face or her face. You don't want to even say hi. Amen? You try to sit on another table. You don't want to be around that person. But my dear brothers and sisters, let the Holy Spirit help you to pull down your carnal nature. And may the Holy Spirit fill you up that you can walk in love, that you can love and be kind to people who make a slanderous remark against you. Yes. I know that all of you have faced that situation. Somebody slander about you. Somebody talk bad about you. They attack you verbally. But you need to be kind. Amen.
Amen.
Walk in love. And then when you confess with your mouth, in Jesus' name, I'm going to get the right job because my God shall supply all of my need, the job will come. Amen. But if you hate that person, you are not kind to that person, you can pray for years and years, your faith may not work. Mm. Yeah. Wow. This is why a lot of Christians don't understand that why I pray and pray and never work. Why I pray and pray, God never answer me. Because you still hate somebody. God say you need to be kind to those who make you suffer. And the fruit of the Holy Spirit is kindness. In Galatians chapter 5, 22 to 23, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long suffering. Suffering long time. Kindness, goodness, faithfulness. Sometimes God allows somebody to make you long suffering so that you can practice kindness and love to them. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. So everyone say, being kind.
Being kind.
To those
who make me suffer.
For a long time.
Amen.
That person may be your husband. That person may be your wife. Not my wife though. My wife is good. She's kind. That person may be your friend in the same church. Don't run away from that church. Yes. Stay.
Yes.
If you run away, you don't walk in love. Yes. That's not the answer. Running away from the community of God where God put you is not the answer. Yes. you will never grow up. You grow up by going through it, growing up in it. Amen. That person may be the worship leader in your church. That person may be the youth pastor. I don't know who that person is. But be kind to that person. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, let's look at another one. Love does not envy. Love does not envy. What does it mean? It means that love does not desire position, honor, power, benefits, favor, esteem, and blessing that other people have. You don't want to steal the blessing from other people. You don't want to take the blessing from other people. But love, listen carefully, okay? Be careful. Listen carefully. Love is more interested in what it can do to help others to get the blessing more than you have.
Amen.
Wow, this is tough. Love is interested in helping other people to get more blessing than what you have. And if you can do that, you operate in the realm of love, and your faith will work. My dear brother and sister, you need to understand this way. Let me share with you. We talk about faith here. You are not alone. You have God who sits in a throne in heaven. And God sits in the throne, look at you, look at all of you. And when he sees you, that you walk in love, you try to help somebody else to be blessed. You know what happened? He said, good. He put thumb up. He said, I like that. He is walking and she is walking in love. I'm going to bless you more.
Amen.
If you try to bless other people, you try to help other people to be blessed, God say, good. I will pour out the blessing on you even more.
Yeah.
You know what? Blessing doesn't come from human. Blessing comes from God.
Amen.
So if you walk in love, God likes it. And God wants to bless you. And promotion will come. Blessing will come to you. Special favor from God will come to you. How many people want a special favor from God? Oh, I want special favor from God. Is that right?
Yeah.
I want a special favor from God. And God will show favor to you if you don't walk in jealousy, but you walk in love. Amen? That's the kind of God love that God will be very pleased with. You will not get upset when you see somebody are blessed. I have to admit, many years ago, before I got into revival, I used to be jealous against pastors that have a bigger church than me, and they are blessed more blessed than me, and people join them. People leave my church to go to their church because they are better preacher than me. Oh, I was so upset. I complained to my wife, oh, God, it's not fair. That member should stay with me. Lately, I have changed.
Amen.
Lately, I think by the grace of God, when I see other people, other churches are blessed, when they get bigger than me, I thank God.
Amen.
When
Amen.
Even our members sometimes get mad at me and leave the church and go to another church, I say, thank God for that church that they get that member.
Amen.
I'm not mad anymore. You know what? I want them to be more blessed than me.
Amen.
And I believe God see my heart. Lately, God sent a lot of members to my church.
Amen.
Because God can trust me now that I am not walking in jealousy and envy, but I'm walking in love. You see, it's your heart that God is pleased.
Amen.
Amen. Be happy. Amen. 2 days ago, I got an email from Thailand that another church who is not associated with us, God bless that pastor. The pastor is a woman too. Oh, God bring a lot of youth into that church. When I read the email, I'm, hallelujah, thank God.
The youth,
you know, I don't feel that, oh, that people need to come to my church in Bangkok. They should go to church, other churches too. Bless them, Father, bless that church. We should have that attitude. So God will be very happy with us. Amen.
Amen.
So love does not envy. Everyone say, God, love.
Love
does not envy.
Does not envy.
Another one, love is not puffed up. Love does not boast. Love is not proud. Love does not think of itself highly than it should be. Love humbles itself. Amen?
Amen.
If you walk in love, you want to say that this way. Pastor, it's not fair. I have been in this church longer. I'm more anointed. I know more the Bible. I'm richer in this church. Why you promote that person to be a leader but not me? This is not fair. If you think that way, you're not walking in love. Is that right? Because at that time, you start talking pridefully that, oh, you know, I know more Bible, I'm more anointed, I've been in this church long enough, longer than other people. Promotion should come to me. No, 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 no. That is not love. If you walk in love, you don't compare yourself with other people. If you walk in love, you don't say, I know more.
Amen.
In fact, think about this. No one knows everything. Is that right? I know in part, you know in part. But if we together in love, walking together as a loving community, we can help each other.
Amen.
Instead of fighting each other. Instead of competing each other. Yeah. But our human nature is this, that I'm going to keep the secret that I know so that I can get all the credit myself. No, 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 no. Love will go in and get behind somebody and use your knowledge, use your anointing, use your ability to support another person to be successful.
Yes.
And let that person get the credit. You work behind the scene. You don't get all the credit. You know the credit comes from God anyway, not from human.
Amen.
How many people want God to give you credit?
Amen.
Then walk in love. Is that right?
Yes.
You get behind people, help them. For example, when one of the brother lead worship, you get behind him, help him to have a good worship. You don't go and say, oh, who are you? I'm better. I sing better than you. Every time I sing, all the people will clap hand to me. No, no, no. You don't think of yourself highly than other people. You should support another person. Get behind that person. Help that person to be successful. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible say in Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 to 4, let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, not in pride, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others. Amen.
Amen.
Look for the interests of other people. Bless them. Don't get prideful. Don't lift yourself up. Humble yourself. How many people want a lot of grace from God? You know what grace means? Grace doesn't mean a ticket to sin. A lot of people think that, oh, God is so gracious. I sin and I can go to the priest and then I can confess my sin. And because God is gracious, I go back and sin again. I come back to the priest and confess my sin in the box and then go back and sin again and come back to the box and tell the priest I sinned again. No, grace does not mean the ticket to sin. What does it mean, grace? The Bible says God gives grace to the humble. Is that right? God resists the proud, but God gives grace to the humble. Grace means supernatural ability and favor of God comes by the Holy Spirit to us, so that we can fulfill what God called us to do. I can become a good husband to Pastor Da by His grace. God gave me supernatural ability to be a good husband to her. By my own ability, human ability, I cannot be a good husband. But God gave me grace. God gave me grace as a foreigner here, speaking with accent, come from Thailand with less knowledge in medicine than American doctor. But God give grace to me that I become the boss at University of Washington only the second year and was the boss all along. And then I get a good job. And now I have the most busiest practice in town.
Amen.
In Seattle area.
Amen.
Because I'm good looking? No. Yes. Because Pastor Da say yes. Because I have more education than other doctors in America? No. Because I speak English very well, fluent English? No. But because of the grace of God, I become one of the most successful neurosurgeons in Seattle.
Amen.
It's the grace. Why God give me that grace? Because I humble myself before Him. Humility bring the grace of God. Amen. Now, not only love is not prideful, love does not seek its own. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5, love does not seek its own. Romans chapter 12, verse 10 say, be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor, giving preference to one another. Everyone say preference.
Preference.
Another word. If you walk in love, you get busy preferring other people. What does it mean, preferring? Giving better chair to your friend. Giving a better piece of steak to your friend. Is that right? If you go to a restaurant eating together, you prefer by giving the best chair to that person. Amen. Yesterday, we went to the restaurant. I chose to sit the deepest so that let everyone can go out easily. I prefer people. I let them sit at the best place and I sit deepest. I let my wife sit outside and I sit the deepest chair so that other people will not, you know, will get in and out easily. You prefer others. You give preference to others. And you know, if you can walk like that, God from heaven look from the throne and say, thumb up. I like this man. I like this woman. I'm going to give him success, honor, anointing, wisdom, understanding, insight. I will bless that person because he gives preference to people. Amen.
Amen.
This is walking in love. Many times as human beings, this is the way we walk. We will step on somebody else and so that we can get promotion. Is that right? Oh, we're going to talk, if you start a business, you will talk bad about other people's business. Oh, they're not good. That business is not good. My, the best. Come to my business. Come to my shop. Come to my work. I give you the best deal. And you put down on other people. You know, when my patient asks me about other neurosurgeons in town, I will always say like this. Oh, they're great surgeons. You can trust them. They're great. You can go to them. Don't worry. You don't need to come to me. These surgeons are well trained. I say like that all the time. And you know what happened? Patients stay with me anyway. You know why? Because they see that I don't walk in, I'm not jealous, see? I'm not jealous, I'm not walking in pride, but because I give preference to other people.
Amen.
Amen. Give the best to people.
Yes.
Make people look good.
Hallelujah.
Don't make people look bad so that you can look good. Mm. You know, sometimes we make people look bad so you look good. Oh, that is not good. That is not love. That is hatred. That is jealousy. The same thing with God. My dear brother and sister, if you listen carefully, if you love God, you will not seek your own benefits.
Yes.
If you love somebody, you don't seek your own benefit. You want to give preference to that person. You can do the same thing to God. Every decision in your life when you make, how many people want God to put a special mark on you and say, I like this person, I'm going to give a special blessing. You want to be that kind of person?
Amen.
You remember the Bible say in 2 Corinthians, 2 Chronicles, I believe chapter 16 verse 9 say, the eyes of the Lord run through and fore throughout the whole earth and make himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him. In other words, God is looking around the world and looking for person that love him so much and give preference to him. Mm. If you love God, you will give preference to God. You, in other words, between choosing your own benefit, do this thing, my benefit, but do this thing, God benefit, I give benefit to God first. You choose God first. You bless him first. Not you first, him first. I want to encourage all of you in this room that you remember one time in the book of Luke, the Lord Jesus was only young, about 8 years old. And his mom could not find him in the temple. And they were looking for him, his mom and dad were looking for him. But they found him having conversation with the priest, the religious leader in the temple. And then when they came to him, you remember the story? When he came to him, he said that, oh, don't worry about me. I am doing the business of my father. Yeah. You remember the Luke chapter 2? He said that. I'm doing the business of my father. My dear brother and sister in this room, or who listen to the CD right now, I want to encourage you. You take care of God's business in the church even better than your own business.
Amen.
Amen.
Listen one more time. As a human being, we care about our income. We care about our bank account. We care about our business. We want to have better business, more customer, more clients, blah, 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 blah. And we tend to put God's business second or third or fourth. And we don't care. In other words, if we're going to make a choice, we make choice to spend our energy and time for our own business first. But my dear brother and sister, change your mindset today. If you love God, you prefer God. Give the best to the business of God first. Amen. And the business of God is in the local church. Bring more souls into the kingdom. Do everything to bring people to God. Amen?
Amen.
Everyone say, I want to prefer God.
I want to prefer God.
I give preference to Him.
I give preference to
and to
him.
Others.
And to others.
And then God will bless me.
And then God will bless me.
Another thing, love is not easily provoked. What does it mean? Love is not easily angry. Wow. Look at Psalm chapter 119, verse 165. I read from King James Version. The Bible is Psalm 119, verse 165. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. In other words, if you walk in love, you will not get angry easily. You will walk in understanding and also forgiveness. You know, after I become a Christian long enough, I have learned something about relationship. Love is about relationship. Sometimes people ask something to you. They talk in some way to you, or they act outwardly some way to you, and you feel like offended. You feel like, I'm so mad at this person. You know, that kind of reaction is in the flesh. It's the flesh. What does it mean? It means that, number one, when somebody act some way that you feel offended, the center of the relationship is you. Me, me, me. You make me feel bad. You make me mad. You make me feel uncomfortable. Many years ago, I make this deal with God. I make this decision with God. Listen carefully. This is very important. If you can walk like this, your life will never be the same. I say like this to God. Father in heaven, I have been crucified with Christ. I'm dead. Pastor Lau, Dr. Lau is dead. The life that I live now is to live by faith in Christ your Son, Jesus. In other words, from now on, everywhere I go, everywhere I walk, it's not about me anymore. Because you cannot offend dead people. Have you ever offended dead people? Do they get up from the coffin and say, I'm mad at you? No, hope not. That's right, you hope not. You hope not that these dead people will come up from the coffin and say, I'm mad at you. Dead people cannot be offended. You're dead. So everywhere I go, I am an ambassador of Christ. In other words, if you offend this person, me, you're not offending me, you're offending God. I will represent God, and I will do everything that you will see God in me. I represent Christ. I'm not representing myself. So the word me has gone away from my heart. It's not about me anymore. But it's about Christ, 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 Jesus, 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 Jesus. Amen. That's number one. If you want to walk in love, you need to fill your life with Christ, and it's not about you. Second, I want to help you today not to be easily angry. Second thing that you need to understand. You need to understand that why people act in a certain way. You know why people act in a certain way? Because they have backgrounds. Is that right? People, I have one lady that I know. She really get on me and Pastor Dan nerve all the time. I say she, I'm sorry, I should not say, because people will start to know it's a woman. Get on me and Pastor Dan all the time. She always kind of demand our time. Demand, and if some Sunday I don't look at her eye, next week she got mad at me that I don't love her. And she begin to give Pastor Da a hard time, call her up and say, Pastor, I think Pastor Da was so mean to me this weekend. Last Sunday, she didn't even look at my eyes. Oh my God. At the beginning, I didn't understand. But one day, God showed me that actually, instead of being mad at her, you need to understand that. Number one, okay, this is an example. She is an orphan. Her mom and dad dumped her when she was young. She had to grow up in another home with another person. She was rejected and rejected and rejected and rejected. Why you take that personally? You should instead understand and love her and heal her. Amen. You know, a lot of times people act in a weird way to you. There may be, you know, people, when people have negative backgrounds, they can act two ways. They can act by talking a lot to get your attention. Is that right? And you need to listen and oh, you don't love me. You see my feeling, you know, because they were rejected when they were young. Another way that people behave when they were rejected when they were young is that they become so quiet and withdraw themselves. So when you see people behavior, don't touch them. Don't attack them. Don't take it personal. Believe me, people have backgrounds. Some people, maybe some women, have been divorced many times and have been rejected. That's why they behave that way. Instead of shoot them back, you pull the gun out and bam. You should know. You should love. Is that right? And try to heal that woman. Instead of get rid of that. A lot of time, you try to love people after they shape up first. No. Don't love people after they have been shaped up. Love them the way they are. Yes. And then your love will help them to be better. Amen. You heal people by love. Yes. Amen. Amen. Wow. I preach to myself. I have good time. I'm preaching to myself. Amen. Okay, let's go on to the next one. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5 say, think no evil. Wow. If you listen to the first CD, I mentioned that love covers the multitude of sin. In other words, if you walk in love, you refuse to talk negative thing about somebody else. You don't expose somebody else's weaknesses.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Love covers the multitude of sin, but it's not enough. Love not only shut your mouth and don't talk about them, but love also go beyond that. You even deny to think negative about them. Amen. I give you an example. In a small town, this man never talk or think negative about anybody at all in that town. One day, the worst man in that town died. This man lived the worst sinful life. Everyone hate him. So the man died. They put him in the coffin, so many people, because it's a small town, people came to his family to his funeral ceremony. So everyone was standing around the coffin. But the first man, who never thought negative, never say anything negative about anyone, he's a godly man, walk in and look at the coffin. And everyone was standing there waiting for this man to say anything. Everyone wait, and this man keep looking at this wicked man and spent a long time, did not say anything, and everyone, eventually the whole crowd say, we cannot stand anymore. Could you say something about this man? You know, the man put his face up and say, well, he had pretty teeth, didn't he? So This man tried to look for something good in that wicked man. And he said he had pretty teeth. My dear brother and sister, one thing that you cannot avoid is that somebody may talk bad about somebody around you and you overheard it. You sit in the office, you go to the care group, you went to places, and somebody may talk bad about somebody and you hear it. You cannot stop people from talking, but one thing you can do, you can stop your own brain to think negative about people. You always think about positive about people. That's why the Bible says in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on those things. I tell you, if you can think this way, you will be the happiest person in the whole world. Because you look at anyone, you never think negative. You always look for positive thing.
Amen.
I'm going to live my life this way.
Yes.
I'm going to look for positive thing in people's life.
Amen.
I don't want to focus on the negative thing. Don't entertain bad thoughts against anybody.
Amen.
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 Last one. Love endures all things. What does it mean, endure all things? This is a good one. Listen carefully. To endure means to go through all kinds of hurtful, evil, scandalous, bad experiences calmly, lovingly, silently, uncomplainingly, as if they were not happening. Wow. Can you do that? Very tough.
No, it's burning. No, it's not.
That's why we need the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It's very difficult to obey this scripture, this passage, without the help or the grace of the Holy Spirit. That's why we need to welcome the Holy Spirit into the church. Amen.
Amen.
You know, when the Holy Spirit touch you and you cry, you laugh, you shake, you fall down, all this stuff, that is the way that God trained you, that your flesh will yield to the Holy Spirit in a meeting. So when God touch you and you want to cry and you just let go, you cry. When God touch you, you want to laugh and you just let go and laugh. That is the way that God, Holy Spirit, will train you to die to your own flesh, your own dignity, your own pride, and allow the Holy Spirit to control you. So if you can do that all the time, eventually when somebody hurt your feeling, your flesh say, fight. Your flesh say, be mad. Your flesh say, fight back. Revenge. Get back at him. But the Holy Spirit say, no, 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 no. Calm down. Be quiet. Love. And be loving. And be kind to that person. Amen?
Amen.
Is it interesting that the same person that come on to the church on Sunday and give testimony how God loved him, how God is good to him, and sing, hallelujah, hallelujah. The same person that sing like that on Sunday will during the week go out and gossip about you and talk bad about you. We should not do that. If you come to church on Sunday, you sing hallelujah. You talk about goodness of God. Monday to Saturday, don't go out and use your mouth to attack anyone. Amen. You use your mouth to bless people. Let's say at the same time, I use my mouth,
to bless people.
My dear brother and sister, I want to conclude this sermon. That if you want your faith to work, you listen to these CDs, two CDs, again and again, many times. Get into your system. Faith come by hearing. Hearing of the Word of God. The more you hear about love, the more you're going to be a loving person. And eventually, the Holy Spirit will dawn on you, and you get it.
Yes.
You know, sometimes, many times in the church, I speak to the congregation up there in Seattle. I say that, I know many of you say, oh, I hear this message about 10 times already. And I will say to them that, I have to speak the 11th time because you haven't got it yet. The problem is that you haven't got it. Do I need to say it again? until you get it. Amen. So walk in love. Faith will work if you love. Then you can quote the scripture when you pray. You can confess. You can command the mountain. You can command sickness to go away. You can command cancer to go away. You can speak to the situation in your life. You know, as I shared this morning, that I pray for my son. My son did not believe in Jesus and really did not understand the word. And I'm a pastor, so I really worry about him. And we pray by faith, and we pray by faith until a couple months ago, he came and said to me, I don't want to go to hell. I want to believe in Jesus. Amen. You know, by faith. Because Pastor Dan and I pray by faith. Because we walk in love. I want to encourage you today, find a place now to start showing love to somebody. Amen. Don't live a life looking for love. Yeah. Sometimes people come and look for love. Why don't you start loving? Start giving love out. You see, God did that to us. God sent His Son. God loved us, and He sent His Son to die on the cross to pay for our sin. He initiated the love, and we love Him back. The same thing, don't wait for people to love you. Start loving. Start giving. I learned one thing about giving. When you give, it really melts people's heart. Because love is shown in giving. I remember one time, a person really hurt me and Pastor Da a lot. This person, I don't want to say cheer here anymore. Because people could listen to this CD, may pick it up that who that person is. That person really hurt us. But you know what happened? In Christmas, this person gave me Christmas card. And when I opened up, I saw the check, $1,000. And when I looked at that, my heart was melted. And my feeling just healed. Because I find out that actually this person still loves me. I misunderstand all this time. Giving melts the heart of people. I have learned this again and again. You know, anytime I want to help somebody to know that I still love them, I give. I buy gift, I give them money, I send money to them. Whatever we can do to show love. Love is giving. Amen. And if you want to operate in faith in the supernatural, how many people know that God is supernatural? As a Christian, it's an exciting walk. You can walk in the supernatural. If you want to walk in the supernatural, you need to walk in faith, amen, by faith. And if you want to walk by faith, you need to walk in love. I want to conclude this. Our Master, and I will close in prayer. Our Master is the best example of the faith, is a love walk person. He walked in love. You remember on the cross, when the Master, the Lord Jesus Christ, was hung on the cross, what did He do? Did He retaliate? Did He revenge? Did He fight back? Did He gossip? Did He revenge? No. He said, Father in heaven, forgive them because they don't know what they're doing. They are blind. You remember that Jesus knew that Judas was betraying Him. At the Last Supper, Jesus used His own finger, picked up the bread, dipped in the same bowl that Judas dipped, and used His own finger to hand that bread to the mouth of Judas. You know, in that culture at that time, when somebody used the hand to put the bread into somebody's mouth, it's a way to show honor and love. Jesus showed love to Judas, who was betraying Him. You remember Peter? Peter denied Jesus 3 times. He was not a good disciple. He rejected Jesus 3 times. But look at the remark he made when he was raised from the dead. The angel said to the woman at the tomb this way. Mark chapter 16 say, but go tell His disciples and Peter that He is going before you into Galilee. Wow! He specifically named Peter. That even though this disciple named Peter denied him 3 times, in the heart of God, he forgave Peter. And he still want to give Peter another chance. Yes. Our God is a God of second chance, yes. third chance, fourth Amen. Chance, fifth Hallelujah. Chance, sixth chance. God will love you unconditionally no matter how many times you make mistake.
Amen.
Because he is love. That's why his faith is so strong. Jesus, his faith is so strong. He can raise the dead because he's walking in love. My dear brother and sister, why don't we pray together that God will make us that kind of person. Walking in love. I want to encourage you again. Listen to this CD many times until you get it. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you so much for your word. Help us, Father, that we will walk in love all the days of our life, Lord. That we will cover the multitudes of sin. We will walk in humility. We will not think of ourselves highly than what we should. We will prefer other people. Father, we will, Lord, deny and reject the evil thinking of other people. Father, help us to be kind even though we suffer. Even other people make us suffer, we will be kind to them, Father. Make us become the cheerful giver. We give love to people. Help us to understand other people. Father, that we will not be easily angry, provoked by other people's behavior. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
I have a very important question. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ into your heart, you may know about God. You may know about Jesus. You may have gone to church. But Jesus Christ has not been your Savior and your Lord yet. Today I would like to encourage you to invite Jesus to come into your heart. You cannot do what I say today about loving people without Jesus in your heart. The Bible says that God is love. The only way you can walk in love is to have God in your heart. If today you say, Jesus, come into my heart. He's knocking at the door and he say, I want to come in and have a personal relationship with you. Just say, God, come into my life today. You like to do that? Anyone want to do that? I'd like to pray with you right now. Amen. I'm going to lead you in prayer and ask you to pray with me. To invite Jesus Christ into your life. Follow my prayer. Father in heaven, I admit, Lord, that I am a sinner.
I need your help.
Please forgive my sin.
Please wash my sin away.
I confess with my mouth. And believe in my heart,
and believe in my heart
that Jesus Christ,
is
the Son of the Living God.
He is my Lord and Savior.
I give my life to you, Jesus.
I invite you
to come into my life right now.
Cleanse me, Lord.
Give me a new heart.
Give me a new spirit.
Today
and all the days of my
life,
my sins are forgiven.
My name
is recorded
in the book of life.
I will serve you
all the days of my life.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Congratulations. May God bless all of you. Hallelujah. God bless you. Thank you, Lord Jesus.